Arts for Lawrence organization has always had a vision for more arts within the city of Lawrence. Now, with the help of a $5.8 million Lilly Endowment grant, their vision is becoming a reality. WFYI's Taylor Bennett talks with Arts for Lawrence Executive Director Judy Byron about plans to make Fort Harrison an arts destination.
Judy, can you talk a little bit about that project?
Sure. We refer to the project as the Fort Bend Cultural Campus. The Lilly Endowment offered this incredible opportunity for arts organizations to apply for funding to strengthen Indianapolis through arts and cultural innovation. And the city of Lawrence is an excluded city within Marion County, so we are also in Indianapolis. So the city and Arts for Lawrence partnered to share this concept with Lilly. It's really exciting. It entails the theater at the Fort, which is where Arts for Lawrence does its programming, the Sterrett Center, which is a community center programmed by the Parks Department, and all of the city-owned property to the north of those two buildings. It's going to include moving a historic Fort building over to the property. The old communications building will be repurposed as a fine arts center. A cultural plaza will kind of be the glue to tie all of those three arts and cultural programmed buildings together. So we're really excited. Lots of public art, some really creative projects to celebrate Fort Harrison.
Now, is this going to be in different phases like most big projects that happen over a series of months and years?
That's right. The concept that we proposed was actually a seven-phase concept, and we had the first five phases funded by the Lilly Endowment. Those five phases include renovation to the theater and the Sterrett Center. It includes the addition to the back of the theater, the communications building as a fine arts building, the cultural plaza, and phase five is placemaking, which is all the elements that will go into the campus. Every one of those phases incorporates a really fantastic art project. Which, you know, I'm happy to talk about because they're the most exciting part, in my opinion.
Oh, we'll talk a little bit more about it.
Sure. So we actually have a sixth phase, the very beginning phase, which is our planning phase. And during that planning phase, we're going to have a local artist, Joni Rothenberg, work with members of DACA and their families to work together on fused glass pieces. And all of those participants will be able to take a piece home with them, but they will also be making a piece that will be incorporated into one large American flag that will be installed in the theater lobby. So that flag will represent these young people's dreams to become an American citizen, as well as the American history of a military fort at the theater. So that's the first big art project. We also have a group called Daily to Le Jour out of Canada who will be designing an interactive art installation playground for the cultural campus. But in order to get feedback from the community to make sure that this is something that truly fits our community, they're going to bring a temporary installation called The Swings. The main point about these swings is that if everyone swings in unison, they'll make a melody. So it's all about getting your community members, whether they're strangers or friends, to work together to make this melody.
That's Arts for Lawrence Executive Director Judy Byron speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.